Hello, my name's Dr. Kirsten Hunter. I'm a clinical psychologist with 23 years experience and I love sharing psychology with the public. So I want to talk today about ADHD and the workplace. Did you know that it's routine when you have ADHD to have a honeymoon period when you start at a new workplace? And this is not spoken about much, and if people with ADHD don't understand what's happening, then they can often just be blindly reacting and not understanding this is a pattern. So when you have ADHD, the issue, and when I say ADHD, it might be purely the attentional component, attention deficit disorder, not the hyperactivity. The primary issue is that there's poor concentration, there's high distractibility, difficulty starting a task, often continuing and definitely finishing a task. And one of the strengths of ADHD is hyperfixation. So that's when the person finds a real passion or real interest, and then they have actually perhaps a better capacity for concentration, and they go down this tunnel, this like a rabbit hole, and they remain incredibly focused. They forget to get up and eat and drink and, you know, go to the toilet. They just keep working, and that's called hyperfixation. So when someone starts at a new workplace, it is novel, it is intriguing, it is a bit stressful, and so they tend to get really you could say hyperfixated, and they become really focused, and they step into that space and they perform really well, and they think, fantastic, I found a workplace that works for me, this is great. But then when it starts to become less novel, less new, less scary, more routine, their ADHD kicks back in and they've lost that hyperfixation. And then they start thinking, oh, you know, maybe this workplace isn't a match for me after all. So it's not the workplace. It's really about the stage of their relationship with the workplace, and there's a honeymoon period. And during the honeymoon period, we're able to hyperfixate and really do great. But then after the honeymoon period, when there's normality, then the normal struggles of ADD, ADHD kicks in. And so when someone with ADHD is approaching a new workplace, it's really important for them to understand this and to work with strategies so that when they come out of the honeymoon period, what can they do to support themselves with regard to reducing their distractibility and being able to, you know, have adequate concentration for their work. So that's another topic altogether. All right, bit of sun coming, I'll jump off. If you want to catch me online, Kirsten Hunter Author is Facebook and Instagram, and my website, Kirsten Hunter AU. Thanks a lot.